Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chris Muscovites, and we're talking about cybersecurity threats and the challenges we all have, and the fact that the leadership in corporate and America and government are not keeping up. We've got to do this. Chris, we not only have to take care of our own world, we've got to put pressure on our leaders to take care of us at their levels, don't we?
Yes, we do. We need to insist that our leaders are at least educated enough to be able to hold an intelligent conversation and get briefed intelligently by the experts that surround them.
That's no excuse, is it? Not understanding it is no excuse
right.
anymore, is it? This is 2019, for God's
right.
sake. This is not 1965
yes.
or even 2015. This is 2019. There's no excuse for being ignorant. Ignorance is no excuse.
Exactly. You cannot have a Senate hearing and have Mark Zuckerberg in the room and have a senior senator turn to Mark Zuckerberg and ask him how he makes money. It's like, seriously?
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
We're done. The conversation's over.
I agree.
You know, you shouldn't
so
be.
So what can
chamber,
we do?
Right?
Besides putting pressure, what can we do individually out here on Main Street?
Well, I know that we're all running around like crazy, trying to survive, trying to keep our businesses together and our families together. So this is not an easy thing to just add one more task. But unfortunately, any which way you cut it, we need to stay engaged and we need to stay informed. I don't expect anybody to be a car mechanic, but I do expect everybody to know how to drive a car and how to change a tire.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get to that level. We need to get to the level of knowing how to change a tire. And that means understanding what cybersecurity is about, understanding what information technology is about, so that you can actually have an intelligent conversation with your family.
Well, that's an excellent metaphor, Chris, because if you drive a car and you don't know that you have tires and oil consumables in that vehicle, then you're going to one day have a problem. I mean, even if you don't know how to change a tire, you have to know that you may have to have somebody else change the tire. Or you don't have to change the oil, but at some point in time, if you don't want to burn your motor up, you got to know you got to change the oil and replace oil. So what you're saying is if you're going to operate online, you got to realize that there's maintenance to be done, not only once a year, but every day.
That's exactly right. And you are operating online. Like you said, it is 2019. We are online. There is no escaping this. We must demand from our leaders, be it business leaders or government leaders, that they understand this, that they get involved in this, and that they understand and respect what the experts tell them. So we can go from there. But the first step is understanding that we have a knowledge gap, both of us as individuals and then all the way up the food chain. And we need to fix that gap. And you fix that gap by getting engaged and starting to understand what's going on, becoming aware of the issues that surround you.
Mm-hmm. And here's a good reason why, folks. Even if corporate America isn't as perfect as they need to be, they're going to give you a request for proposal, or they're going to ask you when you do your next business with them, they're very likely going to give you a letter, or it's going to include instructions in that proposal request for you to demonstrate what your cybersecurity methods are. What are your systems? What is your philosophy on cybersecurity? They may ask you to prove that. So how are you going to protect? They're going to say, how do we know you're going to protect the information we're going to give you? You don't have a choice, do you, Chris?
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, right now, about one-third of the time that we spend with our clients is responding exactly to these kinds of RFPs. And not only RFPs, but existing relationships. You have a relationship with a bank or big company or whatever.
Yep.
You're a supplier. to a company. They will turn around and say, you want that contract extended? Here is a list of 150 questions that tells me that you're protecting your environment and protecting my information and protecting all the client data, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you have to fill that out and prove that you have a cybersecurity program development in place. We do that. You know, it takes us 30% of our time.
How do people find
helping
you online,
clients
Chris?
Answer those questionnaires.
What's your website, Chris?
www.tmgr.com, TomMaryGeorgeRobert.com.
TMGR.com. Can they find your book there?
They can find my book there, and they can get in touch with me right from there, and we can help everybody out.
All right, so check them out, folks. Hey, Chris, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, always a pleasure to be here. Your show is great, and you're doing God's work. Keep it up,
hey,
Jim.
You too, sir.
Great, keep up the good work.
Chris Moscovides,
thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. What a great report he gave us today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.